Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi Yaseim in Reish Mem Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. We had just seen in the beginning of the Sif how you're not allowed to have a meal that is larger than a normal weekday meal on all of Friday, except if it's a Suda that it's Zman, is Mechayiv you to have the Suda on that day, such as a Bris Mila or a Pidyon HaBen. We saw even in the Ber Halacha that a Siyum would be the same. Chuppah, Suin, would also be the same. And that is the halacha that you shouldn't have these meals, so that you would go into the Shabbos meal properly with a proper appetite. We also saw that there were other reasons as well. We saw a beautiful idea that of the Prima Gadim, that is the idea of it's a pagiyah in the covet of Shabbos to have such a meal in contrast to the Suda of Shabbos. And others had said it's because you're supposed to be involved in Shabbos preparations during that time, and such a large Suda and feast is not appropriate. So now the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'lecho v'lishtais b'likvi yasuda afilu suda sheragil b'b'chol ko ayom mutu ladchil min hadin. He says, but eating and drinking without being koveya suda, establishing a meal, even if it's the equivalent of something that you would eat, a meal that you would eat during the week, the whole day, kol hayom, the whole day is mutter, it is permissible, lahatchil min adin, to start such a meal. Min adin, aval mitzvah limana milakveya suda shenag babachol. However, he says it's a mitzvah to not establish a meal that you would have, a regular full meal that you would have during the week from Tesha Shal Sulamala, from 9 hours and on 9 hours into the day on Friday, which basically is three quarters of the day. On a 6 to 6 day, it would be 3 o'clock, but again, we're dealing with Shos Zmanios. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudalid, Velecho Velishtos, to eat and drink without Kviya Suda, Ein Bechal Zeh. But this is not including in Ushose Kol Tachabe, if he's drinking so much, meaning alcoholic beverages, mine mashka, ad shiye saveya, until you became totally full. Ki hu bevadai mekalkel taiva tamachal, for sure, drinking a ton will inhibit and hurt your taiva for your machal, you also might go under. Bachush yayid al zeh, and it's clear cut, you know, we could testify, it's your own personal feel and testimony can testify to the fact that if you drink heavily on Erev Shabbos, it will mess up your ability to enjoy Suda Shabbos. Ulefamim yuchali batal yedei shechruso, and as he says, sometimes even if you're drunk, it's going to mess up. You won't even have Suda Shabbos legamrei. You won't even have your Suda Shabbos. The alkein mitzvah limana mizeh al kolpanim. Therefore, minimally, it's a mitzvah to avoid this at all costs. From Teisha Shalos Lumala, not to drink beer with the buds. From Teisha Shalos, 9 hours into the day. Sif Katan Tezvav, Afilu Vechule, even a Suda that you normally have during the week, Hainu Kamo Va'afilu. This is like Va'afilu. And even, Rotolomar, the Loma Ba'i Bali Kviya Suda. It means like, for sure, if there's no Kviya Suda at all, there's a Vadai Mutter Kolayom. That's for sure Mutter all day. Vafilu mitzvah limana gam kein leka, and it's not even a mitzvah to go ahead and not eat and drink after 9 hours if it's without establishing a meal. But here it means vafilu b'kviya suda, and even if you're koveya suda, kevan she'enel osa suda rechava, since you're not having a big meal bigger than the weekday meal, rak kemosha regibu b'chol, it's only a regular weekday meal, mutter kol hayom adin, meikar adin, it's really mutter the whole day. But once you're already having a regular meal, aval mitzvah limana, it's a mitzvah to go ahead and refrain from having a regular meal after 9 hours into the day. Now, don't get confused with the halachas that you might have learned in terms of having meals and things like that after mincha, mincha ketana, mincha gedola. That's talking about if you have a meal before you daven mincha, once the zman of mincha arrives. That's a different halacha. This is, you have to, you daven mincha already, you daven mincha gedola. But you're not supposed to go ahead while you can eat and drink without being kaveya suda. You should not be kaveya suda It's a mitzvah not to be kaveh asuda after 9 hours into the day. Sifkat and tezayim l'gvo asuda. From being kaveh asuda, is a mitzvah to refrain from that. In hischil, but if you did do, since it's a mitzvah, eino mafsik, you do not have to stop. Obviously, you should be careful not to ruin your appetite for the Shabbos meal. Sifkat and yitzayim, yitesha shos l'mala. From 9 hours and on is a mitzvah to refrain from a regular weekday meal. Ainu shos manios. It's talking, as we said, shos manios. Vuhu revias hayom alalayla. It's always going to be where there's a quarter of the day left to the night, meaning it's three quarters of a day. So if you have 14 hours, you divide 14 hours into four parts, and three quarters of that will be the time into the day that is the equivalent of 9 hours. When we call makom nira to be mosa choref, he says still, if it comes out that it's in the winter months, his mansha yomim ksarim ma'od, when the days are very short, mitzvah limana milikvah asuda regila fiu kondeshos. Says it. You have to go ahead and understand that if it's a winter Shabbos which starts very early, so even before 9 hours is a mitzvah already to not have a meal that's the equivalent of a weekday meal even before 9 hours into the day, because it's a shorter day in terms of Shabbos. Shabbos might come in at 4 or 4:30. And he says this is based on kol shu mishayer benafsho. This is going to be subjective. That if you could assess shal yidei zeh lo yatayv lecho b'layla, you're not going to have a good appetite. So then obviously it's a mitzvah to refrain from having any type of meal even before 9 hours in the winter months. Sif gimel, back to shulchan aruch. Derech anshei ma'isa, the derech of great people. Is lesanois anshei maisa, people who are of great deed, meaning people who have really perfected themselves, lesanois b'chol erev Shabbos, to fast on erev Shabbos. And it's interesting, it's saying you have to be anshei maisa, don't just stop, do it, assuming you're on that level. So there's an inyan of fasting on erev Shabbos. Sif katan yuches, lesanois, to fast, v'deshi yuteivim lechol b'layla, in order to have great appetite for the nighttime meal, which is Shabbos Kodesh, the Shabbos Suda, and therefore they fast. Vayim b'bach, Magen Avram, Ushari Achronim, check out the Bach, Magen Avram, Yadar Achronim, Sheskimu, De'en L'san of Erev Shabbos. They say you should not fast. Unlike the Shulchan Aruch saying, Derech Anshei Maisa, to fast, they say you should not fast. Why? Kedei Shalo Yikaneis, the Shabbos Kishu Me'una. You should not come into Shabbos afflicted, which is what you feel when you're fasting. Im Loshu Istin is Kol Kach, unless of course you're such a finicky type of person, Sheim Yochal Bayom, if you eat it all by day, lo yuchal lechol, you're not going to be able to eat balayla at night l'teyavon with an appetite, then maybe it would be okay. Sif to fast. Sif dalet. So that's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch, seemingly about the Derech Anshei Maisa, and the Bach Magen Avraham and Shaar HaKorim, who discourage it seemingly strongly, unless you're an istinus. Sif dalet. In kibel olav lehisanos pe'erev Shabbos, if a person accepted upon himself to fast on Erev Shabbos, sarach lehisanos ad seis ha'kochavim, you have to fast. You should not eat until it's actually safe, nightfall. You should not eat early. You should not make Shabbos early and eat before it's safe. Unless, of course, when you accepted the fast, you accepted ad sheyashlimu hatzibur tilesen. That's when you started the fast, you accepted that you're going to fast until the tzibur finishes the tefillah of Ma'ariv, and that's where you're going to be holding in terms of up until then is the fast day, because that's already when Shabbos has arrived, when they finish their tefillah. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Yates, Sarach Lestanos, Kamo im Kibel Tainis Stam. It's like any time a person is in the Kabbal a Tainis without expressing anything specific in the fast, Rav Shaya Me'a Shavu, and the rest of the week, the Dino who the Din is, Ad Seisa Kochavim Dafka, specifically up until Seisa Kochavim, you have to fast until the full nightfall of Seisa Kochavim. Lo Mahani Mashav Spal, Tilas Avis Mekoyim, it won't help. Let's say you daven Ma'ariv, you let daven Ma'ariv according to Yehuda after plague, it's not going to help. So who are din hacha? So too here by Shabbos, in a nechshav iser b'ma, it's not viewed as an iser b'ma shenichas a Shabbos gishu muna. It's not considered an iser coming into Shabbos according to the opinion. Afflicted. Afal gav to be on a Shabbos gufa also says, even though it's usher to fast on Shabbos, because you're going to go ahead and eat as soon as Seisa Kochavim comes in. Sif katan chaf im lo sheperesh, unless you, of course, when you accepted the fast on Friday, you specified that you were going to be allowed to eat as soon as the tefillah of the Ma'ariv of Shabbos of the Tzibur was finished. And then, Az Mutar Afilu Rin Sivka Unchaf, and then it's Mutar even Afilu Ore Yom Gadol, even when the day is still, there's still a good part of the day left. Obviously not too much, because it has to be after Plaga Mincha. B'chein im Hisna Le'esanais, and so too, if you took made a condition in the fast, Rak Aracha Mincha Gedola, to fast only until after Mincha Gedola, which some people do, they fast until after Mincha Gedola, then that would also Mahani Tanayo, the stipulation would be good, and the fast would only be upon you, that acceptance of the fast. Again, you have to realize that it's accepting a fast, not just those stam fast. It's like a neder, and therefore it would only be chal if you specify until after Mincha Gedola, the fast until after Mincha Gedola.